Hello and welcome to the No Room for Doubt podcast. My name's Kyra Matthews. I'm a manifestation obsessive and I help creatives and independent business owners overcome self-doubt and anxiety so they can build thriving businesses online. So let's get into it.
Hello. Welcome to Behind the Scenes at Ganni Week. I guess that's what we're calling it. Ganni and Future Self Nights. In the next three episodes, this is technically episode number two, so this episode and the one after, I'm going to be taking you behind the scenes of all the things that had to happen to bring Ganni and Future Nights together into existence. Ganni is one of my favourite brands. I want to talk about this to the end of time, so obviously I'm squeezing out this moment for all that I can get. I will talk about this forever. Like, somebody commented on my post about it when I announced it, and I was like, they were like, oh, I'm so happy for you. And I said something like, yeah, I could happily shut my business now. My life is made. Like, oh, I'm just so excited. It's just so fun to say something and then to actually have it happen. I love this feeling. Like, I just literally, I'm like, yeah, now I could die a very, very happy girl. So today I wanted to talk about Cringe Mountain. There's a TikTok going around. I will see if I can find the author of this TikTok and I can tag the video to the show notes. And it's really cool. In the TikTok, they have this drawing of a mountain of how when you start something, so when you start posting your own TikToks, or when you start recording your own podcast, when you start writing your own blog or trying to build your own community, how it's always really cringy until you reach the top and then it becomes cool. And I really liked that way to think about it. And with so many things that we wanted to achieve, a lot, what stops people from achieving the thing is, I should say, what can show up as a roadblock to achieving the thing is the embarrassment or perceived humiliation of what other people will think about you attempting to achieve the thing. So Daisy Morris, from The Selfhood, was saying on one of her posts recently, I spend a lot of time on Instagram and TikTok. I am not sorry for that. Y'all be making some amazing content. But anyway, she was saying on her Instagram how it's so uncool to be seen as a trier. It's so uncool to be seen as trying something. Like, as much as we criticize Instagram for being a showreel, we actually feel so much safer when Instagram is a showreel. Like, we love having things to announce. And I'm saying that as a massive generalization. We don't want to be on level one. We often don't want to be a beginner. We don't want to not know if something's going to work. We don't want to not know the right way to do things. It's very, very uncomfortable. And if you look at the biology of a human and our evolution, to not know something, to be confused, to be overwhelmed, those emotions actually signal to the brain as pain and discomfort. And when we were at the beginning of time and we were running around, running away from lions, hunting our prey, to not know if there was going to be a lion around the corner, to not know if this berry was poisonous or not, was very dangerous to us. It was very dangerous to not know. And obviously in 2024, we're no longer hunting for our own food. We're no longer looking at our food and thinking, gosh, is this poisonous? Is this going to kill me or not? Depending on what you're eating anyway. But we still have that same fear of being in that confused place, in that overwhelmed place. So we kind of want to be at the top of the mountain because we perceive that it's less painful there. It's less embarrassing. We'll have acceptance from all our friends and family, and we'll just feel really, really good. What does this have to do with me or Gani or you and any of the amazing things that you're working on? I told the world that I wanted to work with Gani before I was really connected with them. I love the idea of speaking it into existence. Many people don't want to speak it into existence because in case it doesn't happen. It's so weird because say you say you're going to do something and then it doesn't happen. I just want to know who is going to be the person to be like, hey, you said you were going to do that and it didn't happen. Like, who is actually going to call you up on that? I have to say that, like, on the 7th of December, 2021, shout out to baby me, past me, I made a post and it was my vision board for that year. And a message from Gani was on that vision board. And I'm so glad that I posted that because, wow, that post really aged well. It was so fun to like share like the journey I've been on since then. Anyway, the whole point of this conversation isn't to big myself up, but the whole point of this conversation is to say that get on your cringe mountain. Climb that bitch. Let's do this. Because there are so many good things that come out of just putting yourself out there over and over and over and over and over again. When you're climbing that mountain, your brain is going to tell you to stop. It's going to say, it's not working. This is really embarrassing. No one's liking my posts. No one's replying to my newsletter. No one's booking me for this job or that talk, or no one's coming to my workshops or whatever. If your brain is telling you that, it just means that your journey isn't over. You're not near the end. Another amazing thing that I got from Instagram, because obviously this podcast is just funny Instagram quotes. You can't have a breakthrough without having something to break through. Boom. Now I really wish I had one of those keyboards, because then I would have had like a really cool sound effect there. Like, you can't have a breakthrough without having something to break through. And I think about that all the time. I don't know that many people where the thing, their platform or their business or where they are now, it just came easy to them. I don't think I know anyone like that. And this is one of the reasons why I think networking and building relationships with people who are in a similar place to you, above you, people you admire, is because you get to talk to them behind Instagram and you realize they're a human person and they get nervous about things and stressed and they miss deadlines and make mistakes. And it makes you realize, like, ah, we're all out here climbing our own cringe mountain. And when you are in a room full of people who are climbing their own cringe mountain, there's a couple of things that happen. First of all, your mountain gets way less cringeworthy because you're like, yes, we're all doing it together. And second of all, it really makes you appreciate the people in your network. You're like, wow, you did that. So instead of comparing and beating yourself up for not being where somebody else is, you can really look at an achievement that they have and see the amount of work, effort, and everything they've put into that. And you can really be in a space to admire that and let their achievement really spur you on to do your own thing. It does take a lot of work to move from competition and from that competitive space to being like, yeah, I'm really inspired by the things that you're doing. And I mean genuinely, because it's very easy to say, oh yeah, I love what you're doing, but actually you're like seething on the inside. Like, to be honest, I've had to do a lot of work on that. So whatever you're working on, wherever you are, whether you are at the beginning, you're starting your Instagram, it's brand new, zero followers, welcome to Cringe Mountain. I'm so excited to climb with you. Or if you've got 100,000 followers and you are you're going to the next level. You're going to the next version. You're next. You've got to one peak and you're now on your next hill to climb. I'm excited for you and I'm proud of you, because when good people get to the top of their mountains, the world just won't be able to stay the same. It will actually be a world that we'll be really proud to be part of. So find your cringe and climb it. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've really enjoyed this podcast. If there's something that you want me to chat about on the next episode, drop me a message. You know where to find me. And if there's something that you're working on, you are on your own cringe mountain. Oops, sorry, my AirPod fell out. You're on your own cringe mountain. Grab a copy of the Future Self 90 Day Journal to support you on your goals. Every day is a different prompt that is going to challenge you. It's going to hype you up and make you feel really good about achieving your goals. You can get in hardback, but fun thing, the Future Self 90 Day Journal has now gone digital. So you can get that, you can print it out, you can use and fill out the journal on your iPad. All you have to do is go to kyramatthews.com/shop to get your copy. Thank you so much for listening.